Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to me, thanks for listening to me. Because you know, you're listening. Whether you're sipping coffee in the morning, grabbing lunch in the afternoon, or winding down with a glass of wine in the evening, I'm thrilled you've chosen to spend some time with me today because you know what? I've been alone this Valentine's Day. But let's be real. It could be any other day, and I wouldn't bat an eye. I mean, do we really need a designated day to remind us to spread love? Nah, not my cup of tea, or coffee, or wine for that matter. Shoot, you can even keep beer. So, might expect me to dote on my kids? But, sorry folks, that's just not my style. Being divorced, not dating anyone, three boys? Nope, not really that kind of freaky chick. I don't know how some people do it, I don't know why some people encourage it, but it's not me. As for those heart-shaped chocolates, well, they make me feel like I'm auditioning for the role of the blob in a chocolate-covered horror movie. I'm picky. What can I say? And I prefer to get a potted plant instead of cut flowers because to me, cut flowers mean death. But hey, you know, that's just how that goes. Everybody can't be the traditional female type that they portray in those movies that I was talking about. Anyway, this year I'm flipping the script. Instead of dwelling on the negativity, I'm declaring it a self-love day. Time to pamper myself with a haircut, maybe a manicure, maybe a pedicure, and just chillax. Self-care wasn't always my forte. I used to think prioritizing my kids over myself was the way to go. I mean, seriously, I was told from a young age that you can't give from an empty cup, but somehow that didn't quite translate into adulthood behavior. I don't understand. It's probably the autism or the ADHD. Can't possibly be the gifted part because, you know, I got it. It just didn't stick. Turns out neglecting self-care was like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire. Not a great idea. Doesn't make any logical sense, and quite frankly, how would that work? Exactly. It didn't work for me. Anyway, you cut it. It wasn't working. Sure, I could blame it on my ADHD, my autism, or even my giftedness, but where's the fun in that? Yeah, you can't really blame it on the giftedness. I mean, geez, freaking geniuses. But anyway, besides, who needs labels when you've got all the goodness of being self-labeled? No, I'm just kidding. That makes absolutely no sense. Personality. Who needs labels when you've got personality? Am I right? Life's too short to play the victim card, folks. Trust me, I've got the ultimate trump card. I'm a black woman. Cue the laughter, but hey, yeah, we're not playing that game. Enough about that. Today, let's focus on spreading some good vibes. If nobody's told you yet that they love you, I love you. Stay blessed. Stay fabulous. And remember, self-love is the best love. I love you. Even if nobody else does. I got you, baby. I got you.